on the line. I've got Julie Darby and Vicky Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys, good to talk to you this morning instead of yesterday morning.
Oops. Not saying anything.
That's all right. It's not the first time that's happened, and we're lucky we've got a spare day up our sleeve, so we can talk to you. You guys are calling yourselves Wee Wayward Divas, and you're going to be at the old school tonight, is it?
Yes, absolutely. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Doors open. Show starts 7:30, and tickets are $20.
Okay.
And bring us champagne too. We love food.
And some for us, please.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
That's what I meant.
Champagne for us.
For you guys, that's what I wanted to clarify. Yes, the champagne's for you guys. Now, you were in Raglan not that long ago, was it?
Almost a year ago, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely place. Love it there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say you must like it if you came back. Well, the crowd must have liked you as well.
Nobody threw anything at us, did they? Which is unusual. Yeah.
So, can you just, for people who don't know what the last show was like, or what your shows are like, can you just give us the lowdown on what people can expect tonight?
Okay, well, we both, though I say it myself, have beautiful, beautiful voices.
Lovely voices.
And we do play the guitars exceedingly well. But the music that we do is self-written songs, and the songs can be sad, can be happy, and can be funny as well. We also include other people's songs that we really like. So it's all acoustic, very simple, and lots of fun.
And a bit of audience interaction going on?
Oh, yes, we make them do all sorts of things.
Okay. You get them up on stage? No, maybe not.
Singing. There's a couple of sing-along songs that people will know. And
we tell funny stories.
Okay. And so how long have you been doing the Wee Wayward Divas
About show? 6 years now.
Okay, right. And so what happened during COVID? Were you doing it then or...?
No. We just kept to our respective places, you know, followed the rules. That was a quiet time, but not unpleasant. But no, either side of COVID, we've been working together. I moved to New Zealand about 8 years ago, knowing that Julie had been living here for about 14. And so we were pals back in the UK. So I contacted her and we decided, we considered putting a duo together and mentioned it on Facebook, and the response from all our respective admirers and fans, I said, oh, for goodness sake, do it. That would be wonderful. So we did it.
And so both of you have had quite a busy career in the UK singing.
Yes. We're very lucky. We've managed to work with some fantastic musicians. I've been on the folk rock scene for quite some time, and Jilly was, well, what would you say yours was? Wake up, darling.
No coffee yet. Just drifting off. No, I'm not. I'm just having a moment because I just can't think what sort of name you'd call it, really. But I was with a songwriter. We wrote all our own material. He was quite funny in between songs. I was very serious then. And we toured a lot with, we did a lot of support tours because having a female voice rather than a male, and a guy being a bit funny to warm the audience up, I guess seemed to be a perfect combination.
So
really,
who did you work with then?
We worked with Jessica Carrot was one, Van Morrison, Phil Cool did a one off for all sorts of people. Yes, my brain will get there in the end.
But you said Jesper Carrot.
It might not.
Jesper Carrot is a comedian, yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And somewhere when I was reading up yesterday, Julie, it said that you were somewhere in Live Aid.
No.
No? Was that a joke?
I was on Live Aid.
For Live Aid.
That was my joke, darling.
It's your joke. Well, there were a lot of people there, so you might have been there. There were like 60,000 or something, weren't there?
Somewhere else. No, it was a bit of a joke, that one, so forgive us.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I have to remember not to...
Well, it's good because it grabbed your attention, you see, because if we hadn't put that, you might have not let us come on your show.
Oh, no, I'm very easy about things like that, to be honest.
Oh, good.
I like to talk to people, and you guys are you're something different. If I could use a phrase on you, I hope this isn't offensive. I think you'll probably like it, but is what you guys doing, is it aging disgracefully? Is that how we
absolutely Absolutely. The more disgraceful, the better. That's what we're heading for,
That's it. We can't sit still and die. We've just got to do something terrible. We've got grandchildren to warn.
Yeah. To teach.
Yeah. We've finished telling them, trying to behave like us as a good example, so we've become a terrible warning.
The questions are popping into my head, but I'm not going to ask any of them.
Go for it. Go on.
Well, no, it was your kids between you, the generation between you and the grandchildren. How are they dealing with all this?
With embarrassment, I think.
There's a great shortage of mental health workers in New Zealand. So we just keep giving them pills. I lend them some of mine.
Now, well, hold on. That's the name of the tour, is it? What's the name of the tour?
Off Our Meds Tour.
Off Our Meds in May Tour. Yeah. Okay. If you've just tuned in and wondering what's going on, we're listening to Jillie and Vicky, who are Wee Wayward Divas.
Yes.
And there's lots of your social media has images of you guys having lots of fun.
Living
it up, not too serious. But you are writing your own song, so you must be quite serious about that.
Listen, you can sum it up by saying we take our music very seriously, but we like to have fun, and if it isn't fun, then we don't do it.
Yeah. And so we're Of the tours you've done around New Zealand, where is the most fun venue that you've been to, or the most fun audience that you've
Raglan.
Had?
Raglan.
Yeah, absolutely. The best ever.
Nicest audiences.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yes.
We're prepared to believe that here.
Good.
It's true.
Okay, what about the second? Tell us what the second best one was around the country.
Oh, gosh. Actually, you know, they've all... Whether we've had a large audience or whether we've, you know, played somewhere obscure and we've only had about six in the audience, we've just had a ball each time. And we give our best. You know, for us, it doesn't matter how many's there. You do your best and enjoy the show. And I guess when there's a smaller audience, you can interact a bit more and it becomes quite informal. And with a bigger audience, you know, we have to stay on stage and be divas, but we drop the diva bit when there's not many audiences and just become more wayward.
More wayward. And I often ask musicians this question: tell us a worst ever gig story.
Oh no!
It could be from years ago before you two were working together.
I think I can say mine was I was fronting a band, a folk rock band, and I had a terrible cold. And I also had a terrific crush on the lighting engineer. And in the interval of the set, he came towards us to find out, you know, he said, is the lighting all right for you? And as he came towards me, I put my arms out and said, oh, Dave, you're wonderful. And then I sneezed on him.
But the crowd didn't witness this, though, did it?
A lot of people saw it. It took me a long time and him a long time to get over the trauma.
Oh dear!
That's
not the story I was expecting. But that's
well for me. That was the worst gig.
I have a vague memory of asking this question of someone who said that someone died on stage while they were performing once.
Oh gosh!
I can't remember.
That could be one of us at any time. I've also done a gig where there was three men and a dog, and I thought, well, the show must go on, so I sang to three men, but the dog fell asleep.
Well,
my naughtiest one was back in the day when I was very, very young. So it's, a couple of years ago now. and I got it was at a university ball, and the band I was in, we went on till about 1 o'clock in the morning. Thankfully, I hope that everybody else was as inebriated as me. But I was a little bit tiddly, to say the least. And I did get off halfway through a song, and the band said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to the toilet. And and then there was a song that we did that was really quite a fast, rocky song, and I just couldn't make my mouth go that fast. And I shouted at the band and said that all I wanted them to do was play in time for a change. And I said, that's the best I've ever sung in my life when I came off. But unfortunately, somebody had made a recording of it.
Oh, really?
And I was just a drunken drooling idiot.
Yeah.
But
and they forced you to listen to it.
I do drool a bit. I'm sorry.
So back in those days when that was happening in your lives, what did you expect to happen for your music careers? Did you expect to be doing this now?
Yeah, no. I did. I started performing when I was 13, and my wish is to die on stage. Music is
to be arranged.
Yeah. music and performing are my passion. That's all I really want to do.
Well, that sounds
what
perfect.
What about you, Julie?
Oh, I wanted to be a cowboy, actually. I'm not quite. I sort of drifted, as cowboys do, into being a singer.
Well, look, I hope you guys get your wish of dying on stage, but not on our stage.
That's not my wish.
Yeah, I don't know if people get their money back when that happens or quite what. But,
No.
Oh, they don't.
No.
Okay.
It goes to our grandchildren.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It goes to the party afterwards.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are costs.
Party.
Yeah. So we'll just remind people, I'm talking to Gillian Vicky from We Wayward Divas. Going to be doors open at 7 at the Old School tonight, Friday night. And just remind people again, you're playing some of your own music, but are there some songs that you're covering that they would know as well?
There'll be songs that people will know. We don't want to tell you what they are, but trust us, you'll be able to sing along with us. You'll know quite a few of the songs that we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We write a few parodies as well. We've got a couple of kind of serious songs in there that we've written extra words to, which are fun.
That doesn't surprise me in the least. Yeah. All right. Well, look, thank you for talking to us this morning. And
thank you.
I hope you have a good show in Raglan this evening and a good tour.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, folks. That was Julie Darby and Vicky Clayton there. We Wayward Divas at the Old School. And you got the story there. Now, we're coming up to the news. We're at 9 o'clock, I see. Shall I check the tickets for the Art to Wear, the Raglan Art to Wear? See if, there's two tickets left now for the evening session. That's the one with the awards presentation. Whoa, only 10 tickets left for the afternoon session. So that went from about 30 to 10 while I was doing that interview. So only 12 tickets left. Get to creativeraglan.co.nz. Do it now, or I think you're going to miss out. That's what I feel. We're going to have the news now, and I think I've almost got my Raglan news bulletin together. Although some of it talks about Art to Wear, it's almost out of date. But anyway, we'll go with that, and we'll be talking to Rick Thorpe as well after the news and info, the weather, and all this carry-on that's about to start.